Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rent and compaction roller, sheet foot or smooth or pad foot. Sheet foot and pad foot are the same. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Renting heavy equipment and make good money out of it rather than keep it idle should be the intentions of a person who has a construction machine that does not make any use of it. By renting heavy equipment, people, they are not only make money by literally doing nothing, but also ensure that the machine does not go dead or idle. If a construction machine has not been working for days, there is a higher chance that it will not even take a start on the day that you need it. Therefore, it is a must for one to make sure that the machine does not catch rust by sitting idle. So the best alternative is to let it out in case you will not need it for the next few months. If you have a compaction roller, that will not at all be a problem to rent out because there are a whole lot of people who want compaction rollers, sheet foot, pad foot, or even smooth for road building work. Compaction rollers play a pivotal role in the road construction and for leveling ground. The sheet foot or smooth drums rollers are used on the basis of soil that have to be worked on. So if you ever find a person who's looking for a compaction roller, do let them know that the type of soil your machine can work on. Next, take help of a rental salesman. You will find a lot of small companies and rental yards that deal with renting out heavy equipment. You can approach them and check the rental prices that you may get. You need to tell them that the model number and what type of soil does the machine compact. You know, all smooth drums and pad foots all do about the same. You really don't have to tell them that. And this is kind of like a re-rent status. So if you take their machine, you re-rent it out. The salesman will be a big help to help you understand the price that you may expect. And also, if you know anybody who's looking for a compaction roller, then they can pitch in your item. They will charge some percentage of the rental price as their commission, but the entire affair will be easy one for you. You will not be bothered with calls from the prospects as they all will be calling the rental salesman to inquire about the roller. And lastly, listing the roller online. If you're a tech-savvy person and know how to list things on websites, then you can register yourself on an online portal and list your compaction rollers out there. Try to be descriptive as you can and also post good pictures of your rollers. The prospect has no other way to understand the real worth of the machine other than going through the description. If the machine has any issues, try to get it sorted out before you have listed the item and also mention about it in the description. Also, if you have changed any parts of the machine, please describe that as well out there. The prospect, if they like the roller, will get in touch with you and may want to inspect the machine before going ahead and taking it out on rent. Again, it's another aspect for a lot of construction companies to do. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.